Yes.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your applause and your joining us are much appreciated, and we don't think you'll be disappointed because we have a great show ahead of us. In the sponsor opportunity green room, you'll see my colleagues, WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate, John Bradshaw Layfield, and King Gipte Bailu, the inventor of words. They're prepping diligently for what you can see on the Your Company Name Here slate to be a very full and good show. We have Six Nations, Major League Rugby, Super Rugby, the NRL, Japan Rugby League One. Great picks, great banter, but we also have Irish legend George Hook calling in from overseas. But before we bring him in, we have some business to attend to. So let's get John and Gift in. Gentlemen, 56-43, a great week last week. Great.
We understand winning, so we don't have to cheer ourselves as if it's our
first
time.
You guys are so cool. You're so cool. John's reading emails and he combed his hair for this week. So, yeah, we're off to a great start. Fantastic. Unfortunately for me, I get the wooden spoon because the
Again.
Top 14, I was 2-5.
You're awful.
Just slaughtering me. And then the NRL, I was 3-5. So not a good week for me in those. I deserve the wooden spoon. But, guys, how about we had a busy weekend last weekend in rugby. We had a lot going on and a lot of memorable moments. Is there anything, John, that you want to take away from last weekend?
Yes. I want to take away the fact that, for one, the idiot, moronic staff at TRO told me that Old Glory was at home, and they weren't. They were up in Quincy, Mass. All right? So I don't know where we got any of this staff, these morons, these idiots. Fire them right now because they're wrong.
Really? Second. Because the graphic and the notes did have New England as the home team, and then you just went on the air and said,
no,
that, Old Glory at home. And we got a whole slew of Reddit notices, comments on YouTube.
Wait a minute, Matt, did I not call you right before the game and said 17.5 points, should I bet on New England, and you said they're going to kill them. Did you not say that?
I don't recall this time.
Right. So here's the deal. The only thing that I was right about Old Glory was they've got a great kicker, and if it's close, they're going to win a lot of close games because of that great kicker. The thing I was wrong about was they were not going to get run out of that stadium, but they started off down 10-0 in about 15 minutes. They started making a comeback then. They got a breakaway try. New England did make it 17-0. Made it look like it was 17-0 to start. But by then, Old Glory was already starting to take back over. The way Old Glory won this game was simple. They executed better than New England. They beat them 35-17 after that 17-0 start. They won every set piece, at least the majority of the set pieces, the lineouts, the scrums, and they destroyed them in the kicking. Old Glory kicking was so much. New England has a real problem with their kicking game, not just to post where they were terrible, but also with their strategic kicking. Old Glory just simply won this game. This game was much better played by Old Glory than New England. I was completely wrong about that because I saw the first game where they didn't score a try against Nala, and it just looks like a different team.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. Gift?
Look, there's only two things that I can take from this weekend that I care the most. Number one, that
John
my
getting the Free Jacks Old Glory game wrong?
No, nobody cared about that. No, it was me we're talking about the important things. Me getting my preseason prediction of no grand slams happening again in back-to-back years.
Bam!
Got that one right.
Bam!
And number two, thank you very much, champ. And number two is also seeing England actually play the blueprint of New Zealand's game, which I've always been wondering, if you're going to play the best kind of rugby, why not just steal from the people who literally win or win the closest every single time? And England did it to Ireland in the same fashion that New Zealand did to them in the Rugby World Cup. It's almost like they saw tape and were like, oh, maybe this works.
It's kind of like you guys stealing my system of picks and now doing well. I get it. I get it.
Ireland is simply the Mets without baseball bats is what they are.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. This is a rugby show.
No, it's an American rugby show and nobody watches it. So we're the only ones that'll watch it.
Okay, he is now officially muted. I'm going to go to my takeaway from the weekend. We're going to go back to that New England Old Glory game. Old Glory winning at the death. They had 15 U.S. eligible players in that lineup or on that match day 23, by the way. And how about the mountain man, Vaca, scoring three tries from hooker? I mean, Robertson was just ice in his veins, but when you get three tries from your hooker to come back from those deficits, that's pretty important or pretty significant. And on the road in Quincy, Massachusetts, there had to be a lot of wicked, drunk, pissed off Free Jacks fans after that one. But what a win, a great win for the league. All right, with that, let's welcome in Mr. George Hook.
Let's go.
Okay, George, you look very excited, so let's keep that excitement going.
Yes.
Quick questions on what we saw last week in the Six Nations. The first one up, should Irish fans be pushing the panic button? Is this team incapable of winning the match that matters?
Well, if I can refer you to Homer, 9th century before Christ, he had the answer to this because they used to say, even Homer nods. In other words, even Homer made the odd mistake. Farrell made a mistake and then did worse. He compounded it. I always thought the 6-2 spread was going to catch somebody out. I didn't think it was going to catch us out. And then Farrell has to bring in Murray, who put in two box kicks that wouldn't have troubled the Loreto Convent under 14 girls. And then he compounded that. It's 70 seconds left on the clock. All they have to do is hold the ball for 70 seconds.
Yeah.
The nonagenarian rugby team based in Dublin could have held that for 70 seconds. He kicks it into the Dutch and it's all over. Murray was a disaster. Farrell went for the 6-2, you know, which was rubbish anyway. Ireland were beaten comprehensively. There's no explanation. They were just beaten. Every single statistic they lost, possession, territory, you name it. England were deserving winners, and that's it. Although we could see the end of Omani's captaincy. He had a very bad match.
Is it inexcusable that Scotland lost to Italy, or are the Italians finally contenders week to week?
Italy are good. I mean, don't forget, Italy, barring a stupid refereeing decision on a penalty kick, would have beaten France in France. So, like, this was no phenomenal surprise, you know? And when we talk about next week, we'll have to talk about Italy in a serious manner. This is not one of the great Six Nations championships in history. You know, everybody's going ecstatic because it was a bit, but England didn't kick the ball. And suddenly, you know, it's all changed. I wasn't terribly impressed at all by any of them.
Well, George, was Scotland looking ahead? I mean, was it Italy that played so well, or was it Scotland that played bad, or was it a little bit of both?
No, Italy played very well. Italy are a very good side. I mean, they've got smashing halfbacks. They've got a super fullback. Young Lina comes in on the wing. I mean, wings are wings, but I mean, he's very good. They've got a smashing backline. The weakness has been that their pack hasn't really been able to match the bigger packs in this championship. But they've got a win and a draw so far. I think it's very good. They're good, is the short answer.
Let's go to question number three. Should Warren Gatland be lauded or booed for his young team not just blowing a second half lead, but getting hammered by the French in the final 20 minutes?
I'm not sure that you have the cheek to ask me this question. Have booed Warren Gatland since he took over at Ireland.
But you're a fair man.
I just boo him all the time. But I mean, he, again, catastrophic errors. Homer, centuries later, would have been appalled. He drops George North and Tompkins. He drops seriously experienced players, and he brings in kids. And they're aside kids, and they're not very good. And then the key thing, the umbilical cord that connects the dodos in the forwards with the geniuses in the backs is the scrum half. And if you've got a scrum half, you've got a chance. And belated Galtier made a super decision to bring on that kid in scrum half. So suddenly we'd forgotten that your man had gone to play for the sevens, because this kid is made of the same kind of stuff. And France suddenly perform. So they're fairly simple stuff. I mean, we get huge money from you, Matt, because of our wisdom talking about the game. But we're talking about something pretty simple. We're not like Oppenheimer trying to split the atom. You know, this is fairly simple stuff. So see, the Irish guy won the Oscar. Ho, ho! Anyway, hurry up.
All right, we have to take a quick break, and then George is going to give us his 30 seconds of wisdom on each match as we pick each Six Nations match after this.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, The Pig and Whistle, on West 36th Street.
And we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, you missed off camera John stuffing his nose as far up George's arse as possible.
You're dang right, because he's a legend, and I love him. I think our George Hook is the best.
You know what? Two sides of the fence, Johnny, here.
I want to make sure that Mr. Hook understood that I was taking a shot at you, Matt, not him, because Mr. Hook, I would never take a shot at. But I love George Hook. I'm so happy he's on here every week. He and King Gifted Bailu make my week. You do not, Matt.
Sniveling little kiss. Who combed his hair today. Big John. Okay.
You going to go on with this program or not?
Yeah, we're going to go on with it right now, George. Wales is favored in Cardiff by 8.5 over Italy, despite Italy playing better rugby last week.
Wales are dreadful, right? I think Gatland has lost the team. I mean, he shot the mouth off about Wales rugby, which was a mistake. He's clearly under pressure. The BBC were 15 seconds late in going to him for a post-match interview, and he walked off in high dudgeon. So Gatland's under pressure. And this Welsh team isn't really sure where it's going. And Italy are on a roll. You've got to think Italy have a real chance here. By what? I have no idea. But I mean, if I'd put my miserable old age pension, which in the Republic of Ireland is roughly $320 every Friday, if I were to put it on the Welsh game, I'd put it on Italy.
I completely agree with George. Look, I think Italy wins the game. Look, Italy is getting 8.5 points. I don't see how that makes sense. I mean, they should have beat France. They beat Scotland. Scotland's a good side. France is, I know they're down from where they were in the World Cup, but they're a good side as well. I mean, I think Italy is on a roll here, as George said. I mean, they're coming off a huge win at home, one of the biggest wins they've had in years. This is a perfect letdown spot for them, but I think they want to show that they're not in contention for the wooden spoon. I think Italy's going to show up and play, and if Italy shows up and plays, I think Italy wins the game.
Gift, you're very familiar with the wooden spoon. So how do you feel about this one?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, I agree. Look, 3 for 3 on this. But I think the real difference on this, because John really made a great point. Typically, this would be the letdown spot for a team like this. But this is the youngest experienced team in Six Nations right now. And I think this is a team that needed a win like that to only boost their confidence up to want to smash everybody now afterwards. And I think this Italy team is now starting to find its rhythm. Like I had even said that at the beginning of the year, I think it's at the end of the year where Italy will find its rhythm, and this is that game. So I look at this one against Wales that is just floundering. We know this. It's floundering from all forms. Italy wins this, add to 8.5 points, probably somewhere around 15 to 20, I think, is going to end up being the difference on it.
Hey, by the way, Capo Uzzo should be the Italy national's hero. That kid is tough. He almost got cut in half when he made the try down there. He helped facilitate the try. He almost got killed. He was making tackles. He was bouncing off guys. He's not very big. He's just tough and can play rugby. That kid is special.
But that's the thing. Italy really landed. They left everything on the pitch last week. I mean, to rebound now and have a tough match in Cardiff, which is still a tough place to play, and Wales was very good for 60 minutes against a very good French team that we saw France play rugby for the first time in this tournament, really, in that last 20 minutes. Call me crazy. I think
– how about Wales, I call you stupid?
Wales can win this match, and I think they can win this match by a very close margin. It might come down to the final seconds, but I think Wales at home wins, but they don't cover. George, Ireland is back at home after their Twickenham disappointment. They're 15.5-point favorites over Scotland.
We ran over 30 seconds in the first segment. We can now fall back to seconds. Ireland are comfortably, end of story.
Fair enough. John?
I agree. I think Ireland's going to win. Look, both teams are coming off of a bad loss. Scotland got shocked in Italy, and Ireland certainly got shocked in Twickenham. Both are going to be coming to play. This should be a good game. I mean, as far as fire and passion, but I think the Irish side has too much depth, too much talent. Ireland wins.
I actually do think that Scotland is going to cover the points, but I don't think they're going to win. I do think Ireland is going to absolutely take out their anger of that loss last week on Scotland. And I think culture kind of prevents them from Scotland from being able to take the win. So look for Ireland to take it. But for at least 75 minutes, they're going to cover. In the last 5 minutes, I do think Ireland takes it over the top.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Scotland with the points, but Ireland to win. Final match, George. France is back at home after showing that they have a little bit left in them in that second half versus Wales. But they find themselves favored by 9.5 versus England. How is that even possible?
Well, this is the game of the weekend. I mean, this is the game I'm going to watch more than I'm actually going to watch Ireland, because my beloved France, I love their anthem. I love the way they play. And I've done that since I was a kid. And seeing them come back, it warms the cockles of my heart. And I think they're ready. They've got a scrum half. They've got halfbacks. They've certainly got a pack that is not going to concede. They were enormous against Wales. I don't know how many kilos they were bigger by, but it was enormous. I remember looking at the figures and thinking, this can't be true. So there isn't that. England can't boss them around, point one. Point two, they've got a smashing back row, which is and halfbacks, which for 100 years has been the basis of rugby union. And they're at home. Home advantage I'm less sold on, to be honest, but nevertheless they are. And I just think they're gonna win.
I'm going to buy into the hype, which is not what you're supposed to do. I'm going to buy into the hype of England. England showed up in the World Cup and they played like warriors. I do think they miss Owen Farrell, but they played last week like that was the England several years ago. I think England's going to do it again. It's hard to do it 2 weeks in a row, play with that kind of passion. You're coming off an incredible win in Twickenham. But I think England does enough to cover the points. I'm not sure if they win the game. I think they probably do. But I think they cover the points.
And they kept cutting away to Farrell every time one of the English kickers missed a kick forward or Henry Slade. And you could just see Owen Farrell sitting there like steaming. Gift?
I look at France to be able to cover the points, especially with the confidence of having to come back against Wales, even though it's not a great team. But I don't think this English team has the same heart to care about these two games simultaneously. It was one or the other. And this is a guy who thought England was going to win it all. So I look at France to win, England to cover, but this is going to be a lot sloppier of a game than last week was, where England really, really imposed themselves on Ireland.
This is a tough game to pick. Both teams are going to be fired up. I think the spread is way too much, so I'm going to take England with the points, but I think the French might win this one. Anyway, I want to thank Mr. George Hook for coming on.
Wait a minute. I got a question for Mr. George Hook. George, does Ireland consider this a success, even though they had the slip up in Twickenham? They beat the Scots easily in Dublin, probably. Will Ireland consider the Six Nations a success?
Assuming they win the championship next week, of course you do. Absolutely.
Even with the slip up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He answered the question. He answered it. Thank you, George.
Punched. On that note, they need to punch you in rugby.
Thank you to Mr. George Hook. Yeah, Mr. George Hook. Thank you, George. Woo! Yeah.
Okay. Even though Matt won't let us get real knowledge, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Matt sucks.
You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now.
What do you think of the big tournament, John?
I think Matt McCarthy being here has ruined the entire event. He got here for the last 2 minutes of the final game. He's as good at driving as he is a host, which is horrible.
And we are back. Now let's pick our MLR pick of the week. Each one of us picks one game. John.
Couple reasons for this. San Diego goes up to Starfire, plays a really tough physical game, goes down and plays Dallas, another tough physical game. Second half, they started rolling Dallas. They looked really good in the second half. LA is a pretty good club. Had some problems this week in the second half, but San Diego and LA, I think San Diego at home, they are going to beat LA by more than the points. Should be a really good game.
That's the battle of the five freeway. Gift?
Look, well, let's go up to New England. New Orleans is getting up there. New England is feeling the pressure because they got to repeat as champions possibly, and they already have one loss under their belt, but New Orleans is coming in strong. Look for New Orleans to actually cover the -5 spread, and I'm calling the win for this one. New Orleans is coming in with confidence. They played from behind in the first game. They played with kicks and great lines in the second game. I think they're going to continue to complete that and demoralize a New England team that wants to win and feel that pressure.
Oh, wow. I think you're smoking crack cocaine, but hey, you can make your pick.
Hey, King, what did Cat Williams say about Matt?
You have a disturbing loyalty to losers, my friend.
Whatever. But I'm gonna
Cat Williams. Bam!
I like Dallas -10 in Carolina, and I also like the Sabercats to make Miami 0-3 out of the gate. Now let's go to Super Rugby. We'll go down under. John.
I've got the Crusaders against the Hurricanes. I'm taking the Crusaders.
Gift.
Oh, we're going to take it down. The Chiefs have been flying high, but the Fijian Drua are trying to come take over. -18.5 points. Chiefs are about to destroy the Fijian Drua. They're just not popping. They're not sailing the way that they were last year.
Okay. Waratahs hosting the Blues. The Blues to cover that 9.5. We'll be right back. Hey, U.S. fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. From New York City comes America's longest running and most popular rugby show. The biggest names in Major League Rugby, MLR highlights, and big match previews. Rugby Wrap-Up presents MLR Weekly, made in New York City. We are back. Let's stay down under and go to a different code. Let's go to Rugby League. NRL pick of the week, John.
I think the Manly Sea Eagles beat the Roosters.
Gift?
Oh, look at the Broncos. They're favorites up against the Rabbitohs. Look, I think the Rabbitohs had a great kickoff in Las Vegas, but I think the Broncos are going to try and resettle themselves, getting back into championship form. Look for them to win the game, but I think the Rabbitohs are going to cover.
Didn't the Rabbitohs lose in Las Vegas? So why was that such a great...
Yeah, and you picked them, Matt.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you picked them.
Just check a gift. Maybe you called me the one that likes losers. You just talked about how great a loss was for the Rabbitohs and Russell Crowe.
And this is why I still have him set to lose against the Broncos, but keeping it close.
Whatever. Yeah, Cat Williams said that about you, Matt.
Loser.
Exactly.
Loser. Bam. I'm going to go with the Raiders, -6.5 versus the Tigers. All right, let's stay on that side of the planet and go back to Rugby Union. Let's go to the JRLO, the Japan Rugby League One. John.
Kintetsu Liners are the Matt McCarthy of rugby.
Really
immature. They got the Honda Heat, who are terrible as well. This is two car wrecks in one garage. I think the worst car wreck is Kintetsu Liners. Keep betting against the Kintetsu Liners and Matt McCarthy.
They might get their first win. Gift.
Yo, look, you know I've been rocking with Toyota Verblitz. They have not been that great this season, but I do think that they are going to be able to keep it close with the Sun Goliaths. Look for the Sun Goliaths to win, but I do think Toyota Verblitz will keep it probably within 5 points for this game.
I'm going with the Brave Lupus minus whatever it is against the Dynaboars because of those great Brave Lupus fans I got to hang out with in Tokyo. Brave Lupus wins that one. And finally, we've arrived at Picks of the Week. John.
I'm learning from my lessons. I am going with Old Glory, and this is my pick of the week because I think this is the game of the week. Old Glory, our crack staff probably thinks they're on the road somewhere, but they are actually at home this week. They've got a new home here in D.C. It's a great new place. I think Old Glory, it's going to be the game of the week. Playing Chicago, who is a solid rugby club. Give me Old Glory to win at home in their new home field.
Wow. Okay, the Maryland Soccerplex. You got to get there if you can, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great venue. It'll be great for rugby. Gift.
I already talked about the team that I think is going to be on top within the Chiefs. I feel like the game of the week to be able to go with is the bottom of the bunch. Western Force versus Moana Pacifica. This is just a battle of losers. I know Matt knows these people probably very well. And we're going to be looking at Moana Pacifica to be able to get the win over the Western Force because the Western Force just don't have any.
I'm going to stick to what I was doing last week on my DraftKings picks. I was 2-2, but I actually made some money because I had Scotland winning at the half by 5 points, and I also had Wales as the first ones to score, and I'm going to go with Ireland as the first ones to score against Scotland in Dublin. On that note, I want to thank Mr. John Bradshaw Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer, King Gift A. Bailey, the inventor of words, Mr. George Hook, the Irish rugby legend. Thank you for tuning in. Please check out our other shows, including MLR Weekly, the College Rugby Wrap-Up. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and please join our American Red Cross blood donor team.
Why don't you promote your Uber that you gave Steve Lewis a ride in?
Not everybody knows that Steve Lewis is the former GM of Rugby New York and currently has elevate-rugby.com, where you can hire him as a 7s and 15s czar.